This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alrighty, third hour number three on this Tuesday around the country. Tiki and Tierney got you another hour here. CBS Sports Radio coming to you from the Tiki and Tierney Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Millions of Americans financed the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you as well. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. So, you know, have microphone, we'll speak. Jerry Jones back on the airwaves today. 105.3 The Fan. Boy, he gives them gold, man. I would love to see their rating.
Is that a,
for that spot? Like a paid thing?
It's got
to
be, right?
I mean, I don't know. Does Jerry need
it's probably
a couple
not a
of thousand
thing.
Dollars a week to
it's
do
just,
a spot?
Just an arranged thing that he consistently does every week.
He's been doing it for years with RJ and Sean on 105.3 The Fan. He was back on there today. You know what it is?
Ted Thurmster just made a good point. Huh. It might be part of the contract. As the flagship,
it could be. Yeah, I wouldn't. Listen, Jerry also wants to control the narrative as much as he can. I mean, that's really what
it actually behooves him
for
because
sure.
He gets to control the narrative, say whatever he wants.
But if anybody can translate what he said today, I'm all ears. Because in one sentence, he said, you know, as I paraphrase, Mike, can you pull up that entire thing from Jason? That he's a great coach. He's incredibly qualified. I have complete faith in Jason Garrett. And then the next sentence, he says, Jason Garrett will be coaching somewhere in the NFL next season.
Yes, right.
Is it going to be Dallas or is it going to be where?
He's not coaching here. To me, I read that as he's not coaching here, unless he wins the Super Bowl. Because 2 weeks ago, he said, Jason Garrett's got to finish in first place. Wasn't talking about the division.
That's right.
He was talking about the league. And first place in the league is a Super Bowl. But, I mean, you never go into a season with a head coach who you believe in, and not just token. It just has a token. Extend him, right? You never see this.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like quarterbacks. Like, you never see quarterbacks really get past that first franchise tag, except unless you're the Washington Redskins, who just completely mismanaged Kirk Cousins. But head coaches never go into that last season without having another season added.
Unless you're Ron Rivera.
Unless you're – well, he actually
– He did. I don't think he's on the contract next year.
I think he might. But I feel like he did get the extension. But whatever it is, but we knew that was the.
Your point still holds.
We knew that would hold. He might potentially be out anyways. But with Jason Garrett, they won a division.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And they were started the season 3-0, and it felt like, man, this is one of the best teams in the NFC.
That's what we thought.
And so a new contract's going to get worked out eventually. So it's almost like they're tired of each other, and Jerry is holding on to the belief because he likes Jason Garrett. I truly believe he likes him as a person and as a man, and doesn't want to hurt him.
I agree with that.
And, you know, undermine him and make him feel less than he is, if that makes any sense. And so he's trying to talk out of both sides of his mouth.
Compliment him, but knowing it's time to move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
what I'm getting.
You're not going to be my coach. But I really like you. I hope somebody else hires you. And if there's anything I can do to get you hired someplace else, I'll do it.
And it's sincere. It's genuine. It's not just nonsense. You know, what's crazy about the Cowboys, and we're going to play the cut for you in a second. So they come into the season with four contract situations. One of them has been signed. They've handled the Zeke stuff. Dak is without a contract. Amari Cooper's without a contract. Jason Garrett's without a contract. So the one that they signed was probably the most obvious just based on a skill level and you know, where he ranks amongst his peers.
Yep.
Like, you know, Jason Garrett's not one of the three or four best coaches, and Dak isn't one of the three or four best quarterbacks, but Zeke is one of the best two or three running
backs.
But
let's also not forget, Zeke held the chips for a while.
He made them
sit out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he changed the narrative a little bit on them.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But the one person that they did sign, they're misusing him. They're not even using him properly.
Right. That's right.
Oh, well, what an uninspiring division. I mean, they're going to go 8-8.
Yeah. Well, they're going to go 8-8 and likely win the division.
That's what I mean. Eagles are done.
The Eagles
stink.
And again, people are, we kind of hit this yesterday but didn't get really deep into it. Carson Wentz didn't play a bad game. Like, people want to talk about the Eagles and say, what's wrong with the Eagles? What's wrong with Carson Wentz? It's not him. They were up 28-14.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense was horrendous. They're putting faith in guys to play man coverage on the outside. And I mean, we like Ryan Fitzpatrick. I love Fitzmagic. I love the like narrative that surrounds him when he has games like this. The beginning of the season last year with the Bucks.
Yep.
Yesterday afternoon, Sunday afternoon, he throws for almost 400 yards.
He's had some good moments. Ten wins with the Jets.
But for Devontae Parker.
No, he went bonkers.
To go for 159 and two touchdowns and just beat guys man to man.
To his credit, and he did make some plays.
He did.
Like where he went up and got
it. If you would have went into that game and said Devontae Parker is going to be the hero of this game, you would have thought I was nuts.
Yeah,
because this is not what he's proven week in and week out. He's been in the league for 5 years now.
Been around a little bit.
It's just not who he is now. Maybe he's like finally quote unquote getting it.
It's a long time for a wide receiver to get it.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't have you know.
To me, it was more of the Eagles, and I know this only because Rondé did this game. We talked about this. The Eagles' defense is not what they chalked it up to be at the beginning of the season. And so they're getting desperate and they're doing things that are getting exploited.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles, I have no faith in them right now.
I have none. And I rode that train for a little longer than I needed to, out of respect to the culture, respect to Wentz. But you're right. The secondary has been problematic from week one. Mm-hmm. It's been an issue from week one. The receivers, those who are healthy, rarely hold on to the football.
Yep.
They've got myriad issues, but I want to play the cut from Jerry. So this was this morning, 105.3, The Fan. Jerry Jones, microphone. Let's hear it.
I look at all coaches. I think about there's no exclusive. Nobody's got the exclusive skills to get the job done so that collectively you can win a Super Bowl. But they're qualified people. Jason Garrett is one of them. In my opinion, Jason Garrett would be coaching in the NFL next year.
So he was talking about... Like, the context of that didn't make sense unless you know it was being asked. He was talking about potential replacements for Jason Garrett. And so, basically, he teed it up and said, Jason Garrett is the guy, but he's not the guy. Mm-hmm. And he'll be coaching somewhere in the NFL because he is that guy, but maybe not my guy.
Correct. That's exactly what he said.
So many words. Which is, I mean, I guess it's the truth. And so I laud him for telling us the truth. Because it's not like he's beating around the bush. It's not like he's trying to pull the wool over our eyes.
No, he really never tries to do that. He's a pretty straight shooter.
And dismissing the elephant in the room. He's actually saying it like it is.
Yeah.
We should be thankful for that because now we don't have to parse his words. He's telling us exactly what he thinks. But at the same time, I almost want to tell him, Jerry, you're hurting your team, right? You're basically telling all 53 of these guys, not to mention your coaching staff, that this thing is basically over if we don't win a championship. And so that's just not a way to motivate a team to come out of whatever they're stuck in right now. These three losses in a row, they just can't win anything, whether it's at home or on the road, or they can't get Zeke going. Dak Prescott can put up huge numbers, but they still don't even get close to winning. It's like you're not helping the situation, Jerry Jones. And I don't know if he realizes that.
I don't think he cares.
He has to care because he wants to win a championship.
I think he's for sure. But I don't mean that he's complacent about winning. I don't think that he worries about. I think in his world, I think that he believes like what he says is so gospel and so important that. I think that he thinks that Cowboy fans need to hear from him.
Mm.
Like, I actually think that that's what he thinks.
Yeah,
I don't think that he thinks that he's doing any damage. I think he's providing a service. That's what I think he thinks.
Well, look, it's information, but it's not encouraging information.
No, especially when the message, while he's forthright, but the messages vary week to week. It's like, okay, this is my guy. Ooh, now you have to do this. So you're my guy, but here's the qualifier. Now here's the real qualifier. You know, you're really my guy, but you might not even be coaching my team. Listen, they're playing this Thursday night. They could lose. They're playing in Chicago. It's going to be cold. It's an indoor team, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
Obviously playing in New York.
Meaning the Cowboys are an indoor team.
Indoor team. Some inclement weather in the NFCs for sure. I can't believe it's going to be mild on Thursday in Chicago. Could be a little rainy. We'll check the weather for you. A little snow, a little windy.
You think he gets fired if they lay an egg?
No. I think he's there for the season. I do. And at this point, I think that's probably the most stabilizing thing to do. Because I don't know First of all, who would take over?
That's a good question.
I mean, it's not Kellen Moore's not going to take over.
No.
You know, where's the sage? I might be missing somebody, but where's the sage, reliable voice that could even maybe command the room? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't think that that's the right thing to do. I just think that they really need to just give Zeke Elliott the football. You don't need to. You know, I'm not. Garrett's not. I've been saying Garrett's not the guy for years. I don't need to regurgitate that. But firing him will not change their problem. Their problem is they get no splash plays on defense. Zero.
Yeah.
When was the last time they jarred a ball loose and picked it up and rumbled 75 yards to the house or had a pick six? Like the defense had forceful, game-altering plays. Really. Like that doesn't happen with them.
Yeah.
And when was the last time they really fed their best player? It's been a while.
Yeah, you're right.
Feed Zeke.
Yeah.
It's where you start.
Here's the thing. So we just saw this, BT, with Ron Rivera. Now, the Carolina Panthers are done. They're out of it.
Yeah.
They're not making the postseason.
No.
I mean, the Minnesota Vikings would have to lose out.
They have no chance. Because the Rams already have seven. There's no chance.
Exactly.
They're done.
And so they decide to move on because they want to make it known that we are open for business and we need a new head coach. So when we go to talk to you, we hit this a little bit earlier at the top of our show.
Yep.
When we come to talk to you, potential new head coach for the Carolina Panthers, we're serious.
Yep.
It's not speculative. It's not like behind closed doors and
innuendo
and, you know, let's go have a drink in the cut in the club and talk about this and not let anybody know about it. It's if we're talking to you, we're planning on potentially hiring you mm-hmm. because we don't have a head coach right now. Perry Fuel takes over for the interim. Their season's done. It doesn't matter. If the Cowboys go to Chicago on a standalone game.
Another
standalone game.
Can't hide these days if you're the Cowboys.
You are not hiding. And they lay an egg. And Zeke doesn't gets, you know, 12 carries or whatever it may be. And Dak plays terribly. And it just you get that same narrative that we've had over the last almost month.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Garrett ultimately gets whacked. There's actually two guys on the staff that could take over.
Who?
One is Rod Marinelli.
That's
Who is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Rod's been around.
He's not the defensive coordinator now. He was, but he is now.
Respected guy.
Been there for a while.
Yeah.
But the guy who's gotten a lot of buzz over the last couple of years is their associate defensive coordinator. His name is Chris Richard. And
Jets were interested in him.
Exactly. He was with the Seahawks before.
Passing game coordinator.
Defensive passing game coordinator.
Yep.
He's thought of having this
very
bright mind.
Very highly thought of,
High thought of.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. If they lay an egg and are going in the wrong direction, I could see it happening. Because Jerry is not being coy. He's being outright and blatant and saying, Jason Garrett's got to win a Super Bowl in order for him to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys next year.
Yep.
If he doesn't win a Super Bowl, and if they lose against the Chicago Bears, then the belief that they're winning a Super Bowl is nil,
mm-hmm.
right? I could see them firing Jason
Here's
Garrett.
Why I still don't see it happening. The one saving grace is the Eagles just do not look ready to jump over them.
Yeah.
So while winning a Super Bowl to all of us seems like a pipe dream,
mm-hmm.
if you win the NFC East, you still have a chance.
That's right.
So that's his out. So he can protect his friend.
Yeah, if you win the East.
Not disrespect him. Win the NFC East with 8 wins.
And you're hosting.
Beat the Redskins in the final. And you play Philly in week 17.
And
16.
And you're hosting a game.
Yeah.
You win your division, you're hosting a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, so even if you're sub 500, you win a division. You have a home game.
Nothing surprises me in the NFL. I mean, we watch these games, you know, Tampa's surge and
mm-hmm.
the Redskins have won a couple. Then the Bengals beat a red-hot Jets team. The Dolphins have finally found some life and look like a decent team, even though they have only a few wins. I would still be very surprised if Dallas is able to turn this around and really crank it up. There's got to be a point of no return.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying they're not going to win the division.
Yeah.
But do you believe that there's a point, like once that needle starts to tilt there, you can't go back, or do you still think there's a chance they could get this thing going? We've been saying this for a long time.
I don't believe it anymore.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
And so if
I thought they'd play well against the Bills, that was my last belief in them.
Agreed.
You know,
agreed. And that was at home.
I know.
In a standalone game
against a Bills team that struggles to score
That's
a little
right.
bit. Josh Allen might be the most improved player in football. He's had a pretty good season.
He has.
For the Bills, you know? All right, coming up. What do we got here coming
don't
up?
Don't forget Tannehill,
though.
Here.
What do we got?
Tannehill.
Hey, Ryan Tannehill, my guy Tandy. I love him. What do we got here? Oh, that's right. This, I couldn't wait to get that. I forget about this. The NBA. So we talk about that midseason tournament, perhaps.
Yes.
The NBA is thinking about wildly, radically changing the entire league, and they should because the ratings are horrendous, mm-hmm. and I've got the ratings. I'm going to drop them on you. They're bad. All across the board, every platform, every network. There's an idea that you'll either love or you'll hate, but you'll respond to it. It's interesting. We'll do that coming up next on Tiki and Tierney. All righty, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line here is 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way to save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on NBA. Oh, God, my head's spinning today. I've been talking all day, Teak. Promoting man versus bear. It's coming tomorrow.
It is.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Of course, that is Geico. 15 minutes or more can save you 15% on car insurance. So, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I mentioned yesterday how, even as a devout fan, the NBA is bothering me this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to watch, man.
It is.
150-28.
Did you see the Knicks game?
Did I see the Knicks
game? The Knicks lost by 50.
They were disgraceful.
I mean,
of course, I'm not watching the whole game.
No,
I check
of course
in. I see we're down by 20 like we are every night, and I get out because I want to keep my sanity. The NBA, all right? Here's the scorecard so far. Yeah, the Knicks got absolutely thumped, 132-88. What do you expect with six power forwards? That's not a good plan. So far this year, the NBA on TNT is down 23%. Even with Shaq and Kenny mm-hmm. and, of course, Charles and that great team.
I mean, that's probably what you tune into and then turn the channel.
They're the best. I mean, yeah, they've got fish and bits and their segments. They're hysterical. Down 23%. ESPN, they've changed their entire show again. Stephen A's got more of a role. Mm-hmm. They tweaked a couple different things on their countdown show. ESPN down 20%. All right. And the regional sports networks like Yes or Nesson or MSG for the Knicks or Comcast for the Warriors, et cetera. I think the Wizards are on Comcast. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of Comcast outlets. But Fox, like the Mavericks, those are the regionals, as many of you know.
Yep.
They're down precipitously as well. So it's not just me who's clamoring for change in the NBA. And we might be getting some real change. Did you see this story? The NBA is considering awarding draft picks and lottery balls, extra incentive
yep.
to win the midseason tournament that they are seriously contemplating implementing, condensing the season, truncating it.
Yep.
And then like soccer style.
It feels too long,
yep,
the season.
It does. Maintenance days. They've got so many issues between the stars taking time off and indifference to defense. Some teams that are utterly unwatchable. The league is so young, and with youth, you get mistakes. That just comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. The NBA is a disaster right now. I know that this is radical. I know you read it like I did. What's your first reaction to
well,
this?
I actually like this. And you just a side back step a second here, BT. You talk about the young, the league being so young. Go look at a mock draft from this year.
Mm-hmm.
It's all freshmen.
It's the way it is every year.
And my point, go back last year and the year before and the year before.
Yep.
It is all freshmen. Every mm-hmm. now and then you get like an upperclassman. I'm trying to think of one that stops. DeAndre Hunter is a perfect
for
example.
Sure.
Every now and then you get a DeAndre Hunter who's yeah. going to be impactful.
Jason Hart was taken late out of Villanova,
exactly.
guys like that.
Malcolm Brogdon.
Brogdon.
Because Virginia kids don't leave early.
Bridges from Villanova.
That's right. Like, but one or two mm-hmm. of the guys that are going to be impactful are freshmen or anything other than freshmen every year.
Correct.
Everybody else are freshmen.
Or
Europeans, which means they're 18 years old
mm-hmm.
coming into the NBA playing a man's game.
Correct.
And
82 times.
And they haven't been coached well enough on the college level. Some of them have more of their AAU, like I don't know, habits.
Like Trae Young
yeah.
at OU. We
yeah.
had a green light as a
exactly.
freshman.
Yeah.
And it never used to happen back in the day.
Exactly.
Never.
So they have those habits. Now in the NBA.
Correct.
And it just, it diminishes the product.
It does.
And it's only going to get worse because in 2021, the kids aren't even going to have to go to college.
So
they're not even going to have a year of Coach K or mm-hmm. Cal or Tony Bennett or whoever
Tom
the great
Izzo,
coach
Roy
may be.
Williams, sure. Mark Few.
You're going to have none of the principles are going to be installed. And the game's just going to keep going more and more towards the free flowing, just shoot it whenever you feel like it. Now, I don't like watching that. And clearly, the public doesn't like watching that.
No.
Because they're tuning out. Now, would a midseason tournament help? Maybe. So here's what I think would happen. Ultimately, the players would hate it. And you hear some of these players talking about this, like P.J. Tucker. Now, he's an old head. He's a vet.
I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
So he basically, I have it in print.
Okay.
He says, quote, "Are we in college? You fight for NBA championship. I don't want to play for anything else." Like, what else is there? There's nothing else. It's like a consolation or something. I don't know. You play games to win a championship, period. He doesn't want to play games to raise the team's draft equity.
Which won't impact him.
Which won't impact him at all.
By the time, if you get the extra ping pong ball and you get the player you want,
right,
by the time the kid matures, he's gone.
Exactly. Or or it could be the guy that replaces him.
That's true. So More directly.
We got an extra pick this year. So guess what, PJ? You're getting replaced. Because we could draft two guys, one of which may take your position. And so the vets aren't going to like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. I don't think
the coaches would like it either.
Of course
not. Don't worry about that nonsense.
Of course
breaking
not.
Breaking down film for some stupid in-season tournament.
But the fans would love it.
But I'm one of them, and I don't know that I would love it. We had this discussion a month ago when it first surfaced.
Okay, but think about now if you – say, let's use the Knicks because they're our team.
And I know where you're going, but go ahead.
Right? And you know that you are 3 years away.
I've been 3 years away my whole life, basically.
Okay, so you know that it's this year or next year or any of the previous 20.
Or this decade or that decade.
Exactly. You're a couple of years away because you just can't accumulate enough good talent.
Yeah.
You just can't.
It's been elusive.
And so you go play in this tournament.
A few more ping pong balls. That's my incentive
to root. And you get more ping pong balls. And that's your incentive to root.
I knew you were going
to
say that. That would, listen, it
just gives you more hope. It, like, gives you more... Like,
well, it gives you something to invest in, something tangible.
I hear you.
I would be disingenuous if I said on the air that wouldn't provide a little incentive for me to enjoy this, or at least have some sort of connection. Plus, you could bet it. I mean, there's always elements to extract a little entertainment value out of it. Yeah, that would, you know, for fans like me and the Kings
and you make
the
it
bed,
a, and
sure,
you,
I guess.
And look, BT, at least how I understand this, it's a single elimination type tournament. So it's not like you're playing a 7-game series.
No.
So it's more immediate.
More like the NCAA tournament, actually.
So even a lesser team can beat a better team. And so,
yeah, but are the better players... Here's Mike. Hop on for a sec, Mike. Mike, hop on. So, because you've been following the story as well as we have. The good teams, what is their incentive to compete with any sort of integrity?
There isn't any.
Okay, exactly.
So this is for the bad teams. This is why the bad teams should like this.
Okay, but why will that attract eyeballs? Again, fans of bad teams like me, okay, we might watch a little longer, but why would the rest of the fans want to watch that slop?
But let me ask you this. What's the incentive?
It's actually worse than the regular season because the Stars will never play.
Yeah, but think about what's the incentive of the bad teams to compete in the regular season, right? They're going to play the young guys to not tank. You know what I mean? Mm. We're not tanking. We're just playing our young guys to get experience. There's no incentive for them in the regular
season.
What
about the bad teams?
The bad teams.
True, but at least I know when the Knicks play a good team, unless it's one of those maintenance days, I know at least, yeah, I'm going to watch my team lose by 19 and shoot 43% overall and have 19 turnovers, but at least I know that I'm going to get a chance to watch one of the great players in the NBA destroy my team.
Yeah, but the ratings aren't,
least, you know.
BT, the ratings aren't telling us that's actually what's happening.
No, I'm saying just like from my point of view. No, the ratings are the complete opposite. If you just tuned in, the NBA ratings right now, granted, it's early. ESPN down 20%,
wow.
TNT down 23%,
wow.
And regional sporting networks down 13%
per the
Wall Street Journal.
And if you're the NBA, what are you worried about? The BT?
Are you worried about the
dude that's sitting
loser
there saying,
right,
man,
here,
you got great ratings. Here's this check for whatever hand.
Yeah, exactly.
Another zero? Here you go.
Yeah, that's the guy you care about.
That's who you care about.
That's all you care
and
about.
And this will get ratings. Samter, do you disagree?
It won't get
agree?
Ratings, but it will increase
some
advertising dollars.
I think it will
dollars.
Absolutely get ratings.
How is it, tell me why it's going to get ratings. Why?
Because it's a different product.
But it's going to be a more watered-down product than the version we currently have.
So two parts of it. One, early on, maybe the ratings won't skyrocket right away. But mid-season, game 42 of the NBA season, who's watching anyway? At least this adds some level of intrigue that is going to at least be more watchable than game 41 or 26 or whatever it is that no one cares about. That's part of it. A.
Okay, but hold on. Before you get to B, will the percentage The difference, the surge in viewership, as you profess, the surge in viewership, will that be enough to offset 23%? You might get an incremental 4% bump. That's 19 percentage points still down.
No, so early on, yes. Then as this continues on, and this is the same thing with the Champions League and the UEFA Cup and all these midseason cups and tournaments in soccer, right? There's a prestige to it now. It's not going to start out with prestige, but there's going to become prestige.
I can't buy this, Mike. You said this last time. Second, I love the passion. Keep going. I can't buy this.
The other part of it though as well, the NBA came out.
This is C, by the way, not two.
Hey, it was C.
Right, this is C. Right, we got A, B. So this is C. The NBA came out last week basically with a memo saying that load management will now be penalized.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Right?
Yep.
If the player, if it's a nationally televised game, if it's on the
It's got to be a home game.
Exactly. Yeah. So we could talk about guys resting all they want or the better teams not caring about this tournament all they want. At the end of the day, teams are going to still have incentives. And plus, there's going to be financial incentives for the players as well.
Yeah.
There will be incentives for teams and players on both sides of it, whether it's draft picks or it's money.
Don't care about the draft picks.
But they care about money.
But they could care about
money. And they care about championships, too.
They
care about bragging rights also. And here's the thing. If you get LeBron James on board and you say, LeBron, we're going to like we need you to promote this and say, hey, this matters. And LeBron's like, hey, I want that midseason trophy. I want, let's say they call it the Popovich trophy, whatever. I want that Pop trophy. I want that Pop award. I want it, right? And then maybe LeBron, okay, now Harden buys in. Maybe KD
buys in.
That's
probably the only award he could win the midseason championship.
You get the right guys on board. You get the right guys on board to promote it and pump it and act like they care, even if they don't.
Hey, let's also not forget that it increases revenue because it's a different product than the NBA.
Yeah,
so you're
it's unique.
Now you have a new product that you're also selling to sponsors and advertisers. Yeah, you got the NBA season, but you also can sponsor the mid-season tournament.
Listen, you want to tell me...
It's just a way to increase... It's another revenue stream. You know what?
I get it, but if you want to tell me it's going to have a bit of an Olympic feel to it, mm-hmm. where there's patriotism...
Different jerseys, maybe you add some
but like, if it's a divided
revenue,
by country...
Fanatics will go crazy making mid-season tournament jerseys. I mean, all that stuff.
Oh, look, the gear will be sweet. I don't doubt that. They'll come out with cool jerseys. I get that.
The more I talk about this, the more I like it.
What P.J. Tucker said will be emblematic of almost everybody's opinion in the NBA. I honestly believe that.
Okay.
Because there's not enough financial incentive. What are you going to get? They got a couple of $100,000?
Let's not forget.
That means nothing in their world.
But let's not forget this. P.J. Tucker is 31, 32, whatever he is.
Okay.
The NBA is trending lower. The average, the median age is going like way south.
Has been for a long time, for sure.
So the P.J. Tuckers of the world might not love it.
Yeah.
But the Ben Simmons of the world might. And, you know, so will the...
I don't see it.
Other young stars, Luka Doncic is of the world. They might love
it. But listen, the eventual number one player in the NBA is going to embrace anything. Luka Doncic, he's as good as anybody ever. He's going to be that 2 years, going to be the best player in the NBA.
Okay.
I said it. Listen, I don't know. I appreciate the creativity. They need to come up with a new map, a new template here. I haven't seen it yet.
Okay.
I haven't. Keep tweaking NBA because this ain't it. I don't know. I mean, listen, as much as Samter, you know, gets on the mic and puts together, you know, I like the fact that you brought some passion to that. I can tell you right now, Santa's not sitting home watching this. No matter what he just said on the air, Santa's not sitting home watching this. He's
more
not.
Likely to watch this in a regular season
I
game
think he's
in
right.
mid-January.
You'll watch one game, and then that's it.
Oh, it's a tournament.
I'm watching zero right
it's
now.
It's a tournament. Okay. It's a tournament. You watch the tournament because it feels special.
I can see.
Would you watch the tournament, the mid-season tournament?
No.
Thank you, Ack. There we go.
Get out of here, Ack.
All right, Ack.
I just can't wait for the first line from the coach saying we care about the tournament later in the year.
Yeah, I mean it's just too much.
It's a nice attempt, though.
It's
thinking outside the box. I give them credit for
which you have to do. Yeah. Which you have to. They know they have to do something, and they're trying. Give them credit for that. Ack's update is right now. Here's Rich Ackerman. All right. Before we get to the blast here on Tiki and Tierney, let's do the Granger Player of the Week. Obviously, brought to you by Granger. Taking a look at the one who got it done this week, Ben Simmons. Sixers are rolling. They have not lost at home yet this season. I think they're the only NBA team without a home loss. I know the Lakers lost at home to Luka Doncic, of course. He snapped that skid, the great Luka Doncic. But anyway, Ben Simmons is rolling. Sixers, four straight wins, and their 6'10 point guard, the big reason why, is averaging 14 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds while shooting 46% from the field in that span. Simmons has now moved into third in the NBA in assists per game, so... He's obviously playing well. He did have the three against the Knicks. Mike, just check if he's only – I think he's still sitting on the 1-3. I would have saw that for sure. He's got the 1-3-pointer against the Knicks. But outside of that, he's doing everything, and the Sixers are playing well. Embiid had 31 last night. Nice win against Utah. All right, Player of the Week brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies with keep your facility running. Been a long day, man. I mean, I got to lie to you, Teak, here. Get what you need when you need it. Go to Granger.com. Teaky and Tierney here, CBS Sports. Are they the only undefeated team in the NBA at home? Let's see. Just out of curiosity now, I want to be sure I got that right. I thought I heard that. I know they haven't lost at home, but I want to see if there's anybody else that is perfect at home. Let's see.
No,
Toronto.
The Heat.
Oh, there's a couple. Toronto's 9-0. Miami's 8-0. The Sixers are 10-0. That's all in the Eastern Conference. Western Conference, I didn't think there was anybody. Nobody in the West.
Nobody
that's
in
what
the
it
West.
Was.
But okay. Four teams in the East.
Celtics as well. Pardon me. Celtics are 7-0. All right. Look at that. The Raptors. What an organization.
The Raptors
15-4.
The Raptors have won seven in a row, too. The Bucks have run 12, as we obviously talked about earlier.
Sixers with four straight.
The East is rolling right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's pretty competitive. And, you know, the Nets have had issues, but Kyrie's missed a lot of time. Mm-hmm. Durant hasn't played a second. Where are the Nets right now? The Nets are in the seventh seed. The Magic. You know, by the way, when did the Magic change their uniforms to orange?
I don't know.
When did this happen?
I
saw
know.
Highlights over the
I
weekend.
Have no
I'm
idea.
Like, what is this?
I have no idea.
It says ORL, like PHX. Do you want to be the Suns? Just go to Phoenix. The same exact color scheme.
They are trying to
what is that?
Sell jerseys.
And our buddy Pat Williams wants to get a Major League Baseball team to Orlando.
I know.
All right. You ready for a little blast here, Teak? See what's
yes.
going on?
Let's hit him.
All right, here we go.
So many topics, so little time. We give you five stories in 5 minutes, but don't take too long or you'll suffer the buzzer. It's time for the Blast with Teaky and Tierney.
All right. This first one's been the source of many people's consternation. Field goal percentage rate, success rate, down across the NBA pretty big. From 85% to a tick below 80%. That that equates to a lot of doinks here. So the extra point percentage is down as well. What do we equate this to? Why are kickers horrendous?
I think it's a couple of things.
Yes.
One, you now have to think about an extra point.
Well, they had to think last year, too.
I know, but now it's like, what hash do you want it on? Do you want it in the center?
Okay.
It's so much thought, and instead of being just a rote kick, which is exactly what the NFL wanted to happen when they moved it back. It was too easy.
You think they wanted this, though?
I mean,
how it's crept into the actual field goal percentage?
Yeah. I actually like this. I like the fact that it's not guaranteed that someone's making a touchdown is not automatically 7 points.
Yeah.
It's actually a play.
Yeah.
As opposed
it
to
is,
a foregone conclusion.
It's a play.
So I actually I like this. The field goal percentage is a little bit more worrisome to me.
Well, that's what I mean. Right? The residual effect here is that if they're thinking on the extra points, they're really thinking on the field goals, and field goals are a disaster.
But the field goal should just be, you do this. You're used to being in a stressful situation on field goals. That one I can't explain.
I got a couple of reasons for you. I can't prove this, but there have been injuries. Goskowski, there's been some injuries. Okay?
Yeah, the good kickers have been hurt, and the really good ones have gotten old.
Correct. Like Vinatieri's been painfully bad this year. I believe weather has had some issue.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the other thing that I don't think anybody's considered. Now that I just saw you tap it on your wrist, now I'm going to really take my time here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of starting quarterbacks who have gone down. Which means there's a lot of backups that are holding.
That's a good point.
I don't know. Maybe to it.
Yes.
Holding. Placement.
You mean not the backup. It's not the guy.
It's the backup backup.
It's the backup to the backup.
Correct.
Now.
Or even worse.
Sometimes
it's the punter. But I think that's changed a little bit as well.
Yeah. No, it's usually the quarterback.
Now you can buzz it. The Cardinals. This was a story that I hit while you were out on Friday. I was doing the show in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Shaw, gambling suspension, came down. This is an interesting wrinkle. He misunderstood the new gambling rules, went to Vegas with his buddies, and wasn't trying to conceal it. The way I was told, what we heard is that he actually showed his NFL player credential, and he wasn't trying to do anything beneath board or below board. But it was discovered he had a three-team parlay. He bet on the Cardinals to lose. He bet on his own. He's on IR. Bet on his own team to lose. Does that make it worse or better than we initially thought?
Yeah.
By the way,
it was a halftime bet, so it wasn't like...
So what? He still bet on the Cardinals. Hey,
I know,
listen,
but
that's a savvy move. It's
but
a halftime wage.
But it wasn't like he had information that he used before. Yeah,
no, I hear you. It's just a bad look that he's putting money on the team that he knows well to lose. Whether it's the first quarter, the second half, the game, it doesn't matter. Now, does this change my perception of it? Because I spent a lot of time on this. It's less criminal. It seems less dirty, less seedy. Now I'm not really worried about other people being involved or taking information and applying it where you shouldn't. But you bet on your teammates to lose, man. So good luck walking back in that locker room. You're going to get a couple of crooked looks. That's how I would see it.
Hey, just keeping it real. He was keeping it real.
And there's probably going to be a lot of turnover in that locker room. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Look, he probably included him.
I didn't opine on this, but knowing the circumstances, this is ignorance. He was just stupid. And he should have known better, but I don't think this should keep him out forever.
And now I've changed my tune as well. Friday, I thought it should have been a lifetime ban. Now that I know these circumstances, I agree. Yeah. Just sit out the rest of the season. If somebody wants you next year, go for it. Carmelo wins the Western Conference Player of the Week. You can't make this story up. No. Carmelo comes back. He's averaging 22. His first game was not good. But he had 125-point game. He's pumping in 22 a game. The Blazers go 3-0. Could this actually work in Portland?
I thought it was going to work in Portland in the first place, BT, because their scoring is all in the backcourt with McCollum and Dame. So to give at least an option of a low post scoring threat and someone who potentially could stretch a little bit, I thought, of course, it was going to make some sense. I didn't think it would be this good, 22 points. And a player of the week. No, but I think this could actually work. Not to the point that he's pulling them to a championship viability.
No.
But out of the doldrum that they started the season in, for sure.
I don't even know if they're going to be able to get to the 8th spot in the Western Conference. Mm. No, this. First of all, let me just say, I'm happy he won the award. It's a little self-glorification. Good for Melo. Good. I'm happy for him. But this doesn't change anything. By the way, who have they beaten? They've beaten the Bulls twice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the other team. I think it was the Thunder. It was Oklahoma City Thunder. They're going nowhere. They haven't played good teams yet. Good job stabilizing this for now. Good job putting the ball in the rim. But he's a wretched defender. You start playing good teams. It's not going to work. Don't make me out to be the bad guy in this equation.
You're the bad guy.
It's just not going to work. Okay, how about this? Auburn fined $250,000 for their fourth offense of fans storming the field against Bama. That's a check you'll cut every day if you're Auburn. Here you go. You want to throw another $50,000 in there?
It doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Doesn't matter. Is it too harsh a penalty, though, by the SEC?
No, because it doesn't matter. Because the boosters are paying it. You know what I mean?
That's true. But what if it's like a school that doesn't have a lot of wins and the fans just get a little overzealous and a little rambunctious?
And they'll find them. $25,000.
But what if it's their fourth offense? What if they keep doing it?
Well, then they're an elite team then.
Well, I mean, what if they just storm every time they win and they go 3-9?
Well, that's
and they're all home wins.
That would be bad.
That would be bad. The Angels try to lure Gerrit Cole by signing his personal catcher. Brilliant or shady move?
What do you mean?
It's definitely not shady.
What kind of question is
this,
Sam?
How is it shady?
This is brilliant.
Well, it's only brilliant if it actually gets Gerrit Cole to the Angels.
It's true, but I mean, whatever. It's brilliant.
Well, I think that it's potentially brilliant.
It gives you
a conversation in.
Exactly. It gives you an extra tick.
Gets you a little seat at the table.
I agree. An extra seat at the table.
You better still have a check that says, starts with a three in front of it, as Artie Moreno with deep pockets for the Angels is prepared to cut. Shady? No, I think it's a tactical move. You need every advantage you could get. I like it.
He's going to the Mets.
Still comes
to
the Times end. Up.
Going to the Mets.
The blast is over for another day.
Hey, what are you talking about? This guy's saying the Mets. Did the Mets get sold?
What do you mean you don't know? I just heard.
You heard what?
I heard from a little birdie.
All right, you know a lot of finance people. Are they really getting sold?
I heard.
Don't start stumbling now. Are they going to get sold?
I heard that it was
happening.
You were
walking the hall singing it today.
I was asking.
Mets are sold.
I wasn't saying
it. Are the Mets going to get sold?
I was asking. I heard from someone who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody.
Somebody important?
Very important.
Somebody with deep pockets deep enough to buy the Mets?
I think it could be happening.
That's interesting.
So
every Mets fan just heard this. They're thrilled. they're thrilled.
Carlos Beltran is thrilled, right?
I think everybody's thrilled. Then they might get Gerrit Cole. Can you imagine him?
Wow.
I mean, if the Mets ever had the deep pockets of the Yankees, well, then the Mets might actually become the Yankees. Mm. No, that'll never happen.
You heard it here first, if you hear it.
That is true. Man, that could be some very interesting intel. You don't have a little piece of the pie, do you? All right.
I wish.
Dickie's got a...
Don't buy into the Mets real quick. Let me cash out.
A lot of affluent friends. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday. Enjoy your night. Peace. Gotta go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.